Hello there. The topic for today is, it basically surrounds that it does matter who you listen to. I had a conversation with a colleague today, and I retold something that I've shared a few times in the past few weeks. And Facebook is a wonderful tool. I've been able to connect with people that I haven't talked to in years. I've been able to connect with people that I've lost touch with. I've been able to stay in touch with classmates and former colleagues. And it's kept me in touch with people I really want to stay in touch with, but it's also overwhelming at times. And Facebook, if you think about that feed that goes by your eyes, about a year or two ago, I started to really scrutinize and I started to look through that timeline, and I had to take a peek and ask myself, what am I allowing to go into my brain? Is it positive? Is it negative? Does it take me closer to what I'm trying to accomplish? Does it take me further away? And I found that I liked businesses, or I liked basically ads that would bring things by my eyes that didn't really fit anymore. It may have fit at the time, but it doesn't fit anymore. And I identified it a few people that don't really, you know, I guess, post positive messages on a regular basis. And I'm not being overly critical. And again, I do take pride in keeping tabs on what's going on in people's lives. But when it came to the ads and all the things that go by my face, I started to uncheck. I started to hide things from my timeline that didn't mesh anymore. And as I talk to students, those are questions that I start to ask, is, you know, who do you listen to? Who do you look to for advice? I mean, and to point out that those people that you're asking, do they have expertise in that area? They may talk to a student that wants to be a nurse and is talking to getting advice from someone who's never done the things necessary to even get close to nursing. And I've heard it said that if you want to become wealthy, you can't take advice from poor people. If you want to get fit, you're probably not going to seek out advice from people who are not fit. Get advice from people that have what you're looking for, that are in tune with what you want. And if your message, let's just use, you know, religion. If you want to keep the heart of Christ in your body, if you want to carry that love in your heart, and everybody on your timeline or people you talk to is talking contrary to that, it's tough. It's really tough to keep that message. And so who you learn from matters. And so I guess the challenge I have for you today in this short segment is to do what I did. And I'm not going to tell you to block certain people or to block specific businesses but what does it mean for you? Do the things that you let go by your eyes, are they in line with what you're trying to accomplish in life? And I think that trying to at least challenge that belief and to think into that, I think you'll be interested in, are there people that you need to spend a little less time with? Are there people you need to spend more? As I started this podcast, I immediately started to think of people that I want to interview, that I want to spend time with. I can't even watch a basketball game without identifying two or three people that I would love to spend 20 minutes on the phone with and pick their brain about leadership and how they went about achieving their goals and dreams in their life. And so when you start to look through that lens, you do start bringing those people into your life, because those are the things we focus on. And so I know this is a bit of a ramble, but I'm going to challenge you as I leave to look at your Facebook timelines, look at your Instagram timelines, look at those and find out what a percentage you give to the messages and what you would like to be known for, what you'd like to achieve, what you'd like to be about. And with that said, if there are people that, and it may be your own family members that aren't quite that positive, I challenge you to start intentionally putting out positive messages because I've found that when you put out positive, you get positive in return. And so I guess that's two challenges. The first one is to look at and identify what you're actually letting yourself read and listen into every week. And then the second challenge is to put positive out there and see how much positive comes back your way. Talk to somebody you haven't talked to in a long time and just tell them how excited you are to reach out and how good they're doing. And my guess is you'll like the results. So thank you for listening in. This is becoming a more regular thing for me, and I'm humbled by every time that you push play to listen into this. I'm humbled every time that you take a moment. It's only about 6 minutes, but I hope you find value, and I hope you take my challenge. Have a good day.